Welcome to MIS. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode of MIS, we're going to be talking about scripting. On the phone, we have Tyler Nass, who's written an application to help system administrators with their scripts. Welcome to MIS, Tyler.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
So we're talking a little bit about scripting. Why don't you tell us a little bit what scripting is all about?
Yeah, sure. So scripting essentially is a programming language that developers use to manage the different tasks and technologies that they're working with. And there's tons of different scripting languages. There's JavaScript, there's Python, Linux, PowerShell, Bash. And a lot of it just really depends on the operating system that the user is using. Regarding scripting, there's certain distributions. There's the Macintosh distribution, Microsoft distribution, and then probably one of the most popular is the Linux distribution. And essentially, this is kind of like the environment that developers work. It's where they build their software. It's where they build the infrastructure, et cetera. And it's a very essential part of programming.
So, you know, you've actually written a program to help developers and system administrators run their various scripts. So tell me a little bit more about your primary user base.
Yeah, sure. So I'll kind of talk about, you know, what the application is from a high level. So Emulator itself is a graphical user interface that allows developers to, one, save commonly used and or laborious scripts, and then two, execute or drag and drop those scripts from the emulator graphical user interface onto the terminal or onto the command line interface. And really, it's just designed simply to save developers time and effort. With regards to the target market for this product, you know, every developer can save time and effort using this product. However, at this stage with the product and with the company, what I'm really focused on is targeting developers in the beginner to intermediary skill range, simply because that's where this problem is felt most intensely. Because at the same time that they're learning a programming language such as C++ or JavaScript or Python, they also have to learn, I call it system administration, which is essentially, you know, working with the terminal and working with scripting. And system administration itself, based off of the developers that I've talked to, it's something that takes, you know, 5 to 10 years to really understand and really get very good at working with, because you have to have a very deep understanding and working knowledge of operating systems. And so, yeah, really the base and the target customer for this product is really right now just those developers who are starting out programming. And they're, you know, like myself, when I first opened the terminal, I'm like, what in the world is this? I'm clearly doing something wrong. I need to go ask a ton of people for help and figure out how to do this correctly. I was actually supposed to be using the terminal. It just seemed so foreign to me, and it just seemed just like very weird way to do programming. So yeah.
So now you did talk a little bit about some of the different type of scripts and scripting languages that are out there. I heard you mention Bash and PowerShell, for example. What types of scripts does your product Emulator support?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I give developers complete freedom to save whatever scripts they want. And my original idea was to take the terminal and put it into a graphical user interface. Take the entire terminal, take the entire command line interface, and you know, build scripts as buttons and bundle that into a graphical user interface. I talked to 10 different developers and quickly realized that that's probably like the worst place to start with building this product, just because there needs to be just an insane amount of functionality to support different systems, to support different technologies, to support different types of scripts, et cetera. And so I give developers, within Emulator, a developer can go in, they can save a command and add a command, and then they can click on it and execute it just like they would a button, and it executes on the terminal in real time. And so, one command that I have saved on Emulator right now is my home directory command. I think it's roughly a 25 character command. I click on it and, it's simple. It just goes to my home directory. And then I also have a few other commands and a few other shell scripts saved on there. And most of the commands and most of the scripts that I have saved within Emulator are pretty new to me as a developer, and they're commands and scripts that probably wouldn't work on other systems. And so, within the product, I really try to put, I really try to give developers the freedom and accessibility to save, the scripts that they use most often, or the scripts that are just very laborious.
So I heard you talk a lot about developers, and also you talked a lot about system administration. And this kind of leads me to my next question, which is around DevOps and sort of those full stack system engineers. Can you tell me a little bit about, the target that you're aiming for here with some of the DevOps model, and tell me a little bit about what is DevOps?
Yeah, so with regards to the enterprise, this is kind of a solution that I really see fitting into enterprise, because DevOps is essentially, at a high level, it's, having a project and actually going out and building that entire project and pushing that project into production, right? So an engineer on your team or a product manager on your team has an idea and they want to get it into production. DevOps is that entire cycle to get it into production. For Emulator, the DevOps is pretty simple and straightforward. It's more so it's like, okay, is there a demand for this new feature? Is there a demand for a new solution? And if there is, I'll kind of just push it out. So with regards to how Emulator can fit into DevOps in a large enterprise, DevOps is pretty unique for each company. Some companies will use Oracle databases, some companies will use SQL databases, some companies will use MySQL databases, et cetera. So there's tons of different technologies out there that an enterprise can use. When you start taking a bunch of different technologies, such as a framework like .NET, a database such as Oracle, and a server, for example, such as Django, with all the different options out there, it's kind of, there's almost an endless, way to combine all the different frameworks and technologies. That complicates DevOps very quickly, because you have tons of different technologies, you have tons of different frameworks, and, it's guaranteed that there's going to be friction between those technologies and frameworks. And so that kind of, this is a product that kind of plays off of that, because a lot of the times developers, when they're working with DevOps, when they're working with building out the infrastructure for their product or their company, whatever it may be, they'll have to, learn an entirely new scripting language, such as Docker, the Docker scripting language. And that is something that could take a ton of time and a ton of effort. And so, if an individual, at a large IT company, is working with Docker, and they find themselves like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. I've never worked with Docker before. And you know, it's to work with Docker, I have to pretty much learn an entirely new programming language. They can save and they can automate a lot of their scripts regarding Docker with an emulator, and it's just designed to save them time and effort. So yeah.
So with just this one tool, with just the emulator tool, you know, you could run scripts against a Linux system, against Docker, potentially any kind of SQL scripting that you may need to do from just one tool. So how much time and effort do you think a system administrator could save with your product?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the answer overall is largely depends. One of my users is an IT administrator at a proprietary trading firm here in Chicago, and he saves roughly 45 minutes a month, so usually a few minutes a day, he said, using the tool and, you know, in his IT administration role. And so it really just depends on the job and the different technologies that are required for that job. And so, you know, I've had users come in, you know, for example, iOS app developers. I've tested this tool out with some iOS app developers, and they're like, dude, this is pointless. I don't really use the terminal too much, aside from testing. I run all my programs within an IDE in real time. And so, I mean, I don't really work with the terminal or command line interface much, and I'm not really writing scripts. And so, you know, this is something that probably wouldn't be too useful for an iOS developer. You know, but if you start going into another field, and some other developers that are getting a lot of value from this tool are artificial intelligence engineers as well as data scientists, typically because those are roles that they're working on the terminal quite a bit. You know, they're working with a lot of infrastructure. They're working with a lot of text files as well. And so that's kind of a role that demands them to be working on the terminal and to be writing a lot of scripts. So, yeah.
Excellent. Tyler, thank you so much for your time today. If people want to learn more about Emulator, where can they go?
Yeah, sure. So if anybody wants to learn more about Emulator, they can go to emulator.com. That is spelled MUL8R.com, as in the number 8, so MUL8R.com. Or if they're just really interested in learning more about the company or product, they can shoot me an email at tyler@implventures.com. So tyler@implventures.com. And I'd love to talk to anybody who's interested about the product.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tyler, for your time.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me tonight, Todd.
That does it for this episode of MIS. I'm your host, Todd Wolfers. Until next time, thanks, everybody.